Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday, final hour for us of the week. Thanks so much for being with us. As always, 1 o'clock hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. About 20 minutes away from getting into our keys to a Falcons victory on Sunday afternoon against the Miami Dolphins right here at home and right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as well. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. All you got to do is call us up, get on hold, and ask us anything that you'd like to wrap things up here on a Funk Friday. And we will get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes as well.
Some fascinating stories coming out in the last like 15, 20 minutes. Aaron Glenn, head coach of the Jets, just straight up told the Jets media that he's not going to tell them who their starting quarterback is because he doesn't want to. And that's hilarious to me.
It is hilarious.
Again, the benefits at this point in the week between it's going to be A or it's going to be B, like negligible.
Also, the way that he handles the media answers or doesn't answer questions is negligible. Also, it doesn't make any difference. Like, if they win games, he'll be fine. If they lose games, he won't. Him being friendly or not with
the
media.
He got like an extra like feel about himself because of what the owner said. You think?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's all very frustrating right now. And I think that the little scraps of power that you have in those moments, in those interactions, might as well cling to them. To hell with it. I don't have to tell you. We'll put out the injury report later, and you'll find out on Sunday who's starting. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's probably fun to be a little stubborn, you know? Like, in a time where everything sucks, pretty much, probably, professionally for
especially
him,
your team.
It's probably fun to just be a little bit stubborn.
I have fun watching it. Yeah. But I don't have to actually report and provide, you know, useful info. Randy did send his picks.
Thank you, Randy.
Back to our Georgia Tech discussion.
Randy will be back on Monday, by the way, for any, because I know yesterday I try to update but remind people as often as possible, but you know, people listen at different times and they're coming in and out of the show and all that. Randy will be back on Monday, taking a vacation this week with his wife for her birthday and all that stuff. Abe's done a great job filling in, but Randy will be back with us on Monday.
Back to the Georgia Tech discussion. Do what you're supposed to do. Randy says not so fast. He's got Syracuse plus 16.5.
There we go.
He's taking,
as we creep closer to the game. There we go, a little shade.
He's got some anti-Bo picks coming here. He's got Ole Miss plus 5.5. I know Bo took Oklahoma. He's got the Eagles minus 7.5. Bo took the Giants.
Okay.
And then he's going opposite you and me, Bunk. He's taking the Jets plus 6.5. You and I have the Bengals minus 6.5. And we'll let him figure out on his own time that Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner are out.
He doesn't care.
It might change something.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown not playing for the Eagles, most likely. You know, might have changed something, but, you know.
As we continue to follow the investigation into gambling in the NBA, obviously the FBI is on it, which is not good. Not good when they show up at your door. Seems like they pretty much probably got a pretty solid case against you when they're knocking on the door. the sports version of that right now is becoming Pablo Torre. When Pablo Torre is trying to find out about you, that's not good. You probably want to start getting your stuff in order, because he's been doing a really good job, man. Like, when he starts sinking his teeth into a story, he finds out a lot of stuff about that story, and in some cases has, you know, gotten people fired and blah, blah, blah. That's his job. He's an investigative journalist. That's what he's supposed to be doing. But he's reporting some other names involved in that 2019 poker game that Chauncey Billups was involved in. And you're going to recognize him. Apparently Kevin Garnett's name was mentioned.
Big ticket.
Among others. And I don't know, man, like, it's hard to, you don't want to root for this one way or the other. I mean, I guess you want justice to be served, I suppose. I don't know. God, I really hope guys like Kevin Garnett and other players that I like aren't named in this. Like, you don't want this to be so wide reaching that a ton of guys that you've rooted for are going to get in trouble and did things that they shouldn't have been doing and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know, man. I hate this story.
Well, you're talking about legacies, man. Like, that's really what it comes down to.
Well, yes, for sure. And yeah, absolutely. But you're also talking about freedom in some cases. Like, some of these guys, depending on how involved they were and what all they did, they're going to go to prison.
You know what? I don't mind that aspect of it, because they made their choices.
Sure. Right.
Like, I don't know how to say it any other way.
Okay. But you care about their legacy being tarnished?
Me? No.
Okay.
Same idea. And a lot of this is going to come down to who knows what and what they knew.
Yeah.
Being at the poker game is not an immediate implication.
Not necessarily. Wearing contact lenses that allow you to identify cards that are marked so you can cheat at poker and steal money from people is being involved knowingly.
I think you're going to get some names of people who were probably innocent. Bystander's not the right term, but innocent participants in this. And then you're going to get other names who were not.
Plausible deniability is going to be key.
That's a fair comment, too, of some
of these big athletes. Like, I didn't know. Chauncey invited me. You know what I mean? Because it seems like he's pretty much screwed. Like, it seems like the information that has already come out about Chauncey Billups.
Yeah.
Again, the FBI went to his house and took him in. Like, they don't do that if they don't have a long list of things on you. There's going to be a lot of people like, I don't know, Chauncey said it was him who did it. A lot of rolling over. I don't know, man. I hope that I hope they get all of the people that need to be gotten and all of that, but I just hope they're not a bunch of basketball players that we've spent the last 20 years rooting for and really enjoyed watching and now enjoy listening to them either on podcasts or television or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow! Very similar, you know, talking about a team that's got great speed, very similar to the team we just played, obviously, because of Mike, coming from that system, a lot of the similar stuff that they do on offense, great toughness on defense. You're not looking at a team that hadn't played everybody extremely tough. You know, I think they had one game they played poor, you know, very similar story to us. And they have a couple games they were right into it towards the very end. So, like, you're going to play against a National Football League pro football team that is very good and I know well-coached and I know can absolutely come out there and design something. They're trying to get wins every single day.
So that's Raheem pounding the table, I
guess. Yeah, what was that sound?
Talking about the Dolphins. He was emphatic about some of those comparisons. And I look.
If we play it again, I could tell you what song it belongs to.
Yeah. That's what you're going to do as a head coach in the NFL when you're talking about your opponent. You're going to say nice stuff about them. And I wouldn't want my team to be compared to the Dolphins too much. I wouldn't want to say we're too similar. But I get where he's going with that. Now, they've had a couple bad ones. Obviously, the most recent game they played against the Cleveland Browns, who are also terrible, they got beat 31-6. Now, they played the Chargers close. They had a better performance against the Panthers than the Falcons did. They only lost to them 27-24. So, anything can happen on an NFL Sunday, but we know the direction that this Dolphins team is headed in. They are very bad, and there's a lot of injuries that have made them even worse. It has appeared at times, most notably last Sunday against the Browns, that they're done with this season, and This is a game that the Falcons absolutely need to win at home on Sunday. There's no other way to put it.
You know, Blanc, I'm a fan of one team in the NFL. I'm not a fan of the other 32 teams. I watch a lot of football, but I wouldn't, you know, whatever. And I, sometimes in these situations, I try and put my mind space as if I were a Dolphins fan. Would I be coming into this weekend thinking this is a game we should win? I find it tough to look at the Dolphins and their fan base and what theoretically you think of the Falcons and say this is a game that the Dolphins should be winning, which tells me all I need to know from the Falcons' perspective.
I would have to think at this point, we talked about this earlier this week, like if you're a Dolphins fan, this season's cooked.
There's probably very few games that you walk into thinking you should be winning.
Well, not only that, like you're 1-6. You're not like, what's our path back to this and we can get in the playoffs or whatever. Like you're thinking to yourself,
right,
this roster is... This experiment is over. Like, Mike McDaniel's not going to be the coach anymore.
They're hoping the Hurricanes figure it out.
We made a big mistake with Tua. Like, there's a lot of injuries to other talented players that we, like, we've got to, I mean, if I'm a fan of the team, I'm like, this is the end of this. What's next? And the best case probably would be getting a high draft pick. So that's kind of where they're at, I would assume. The Falcons are coming off of a tough loss on Sunday night against the 49ers, which is on the heels of a really good win at home against the Bills. They've been an up-and-down team this year. No down has been further down than that loss to Carolina. This would be worse to me. Losing to the Miami Dolphins at home on Sunday would be worse than that Carolina Panthers loss, because the Carolina Panthers loss already happened. Like, that was supposed to be, if anything, the slap in the face that you need to not let that happen again.
Okay.
It already happened.
So yeah.
You don't get two slaps in the face. You know what I mean? You don't get to have multiple losses like that and then still also view yourself as a good team. So, you can't, because that's already in there, that already took place, this would be worse than that.
Yeah, I put that question in bold for you. Like, if you lose, would it be a worse loss? Or is it score dependent? And I think there are some interesting aspects, because, like,
I don't know.
Obviously, that game was so bad because Penix was all out of sorts for whatever reason.
I just don't think it's score dependent on this one just because that one happened.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, if you lost to Carolina 27-24 that day, that's frustrating.
I think you could come out of the...
But that's not the same thing.
No one wants to lose. I think you could theoretically come out of this game with a loss feeling better. Not about the team or the season, but better than you did after... I mean, we were talking about all sorts of nonsense after you got shut out by the Panthers, specifically in regards to Penix individually. I think there's a world in
which... Do you know what Monday is going to be like if they lose this game to the Dolphins?
I know.
All that
nonsense. Welcome back, Randy.
Welcome back. He's like, I'm not coming. I'm not coming home.
I guess what I mean is there's probably a world in which Penix plays okay. You miss Divine Diablo more than you think, and it falls apart. The Dolphins figure it out with Achan and Waddle. I'm just, in some world, there might be a way in which you feel better about Penix coming out of this game than you did after Carolina.
Definitely.
Like, does that, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, we talked about this yesterday on the Fringe.
There's no way you come out of this game feeling better about anything if you don't beat the Miami Dolphins.
I don't think the loss to Carolina effectively ended your season.
No, absolutely not.
I think a loss here...
Again, I won't say
from a mentality. I'm not talking about the team or the standings, or I'm talking about like a fan mentality standpoint.
It's
so tough to gather that back.
What it would do to the morale,
right,
would be devastating, especially coming off of how high things were after Buffalo. San Francisco is what it is. That was a bad performance. There's no question about it. But there are parts of it that were not surprising. If you know, we've talked about it all week. There would be no acceptable explanation for losing to the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
We'll come back and tell you how they can avoid doing that in our Keys to the Game segment.
Hey, don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or the TuneIn app. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Keys to a Falcons victory coming up next. No talk of losing to Miami. What's it going to take to beat them after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ah, yeah. Almost there. Almost there. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Wrap things up here on a Funk Friday. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. We really do. I know we say it all the time, but we really do. Hopefully everybody's got some fun weekend plans ahead. I know I saw Rusty Mansell tweeting out, Georgia bye.
Called your shot.
All the wives and girlfriends and whatever, getting you to go to the pumpkin patch this weekend. And I said, yes, I will be there, but I didn't include. But there is the caveat of I am also the one the most excited to go.
The driving force?
I am the driving force behind the pumpkin patch. I love when we go every single year. So it's a big, big day in the Bunker family. Pumpkin patch Saturday, that'll be tomorrow. We always go up to Blue Ridge and get our Christmas tree and go to the Christmas parade in downtown Blue Ridge the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That's another really fun festive thing that we do. Speaking of Rusty, by the way, shout out. His daughter Kaylee was on the steakhouse today, driving in, got a chance to hear her and listen to her hanging out with Steak and Sandra. What a great job she did. I know, not surprising. This is what she does, but man, I was just, I was so impressed and really enjoyed listening and texted Rusty about it. And he was like, yeah, enjoy. And then he sent me a picture of Kaylee when she was like Lily's age. I was like, oh God, that's right. Time flies. Making me cry on the way to work. So that was nice. Appreciate that from Rusty. But all right, we'll get to an AMA coming up in about 15 minutes. Keys to a Falcons victory. What's it going to take for us to come in on Monday and have people be in a much better mood than they were last Monday and avoid what would be a catastrophic loss to Miami on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, I'm going to obviously avoid the obvious ones, kind of.
I mean, we know what it is. Almost every game has the same keys.
Sure.
They just have to be team specific in this case.
And for me, it's about the Falcons and the adjustments week to week. And I'm starting on the defensive side of the ball. You're going to face a team that's probably going to try and run at you and throw to a running back that's explosive in Achane. K Can you defend the run and a receiving running back better this week than you did against San Francisco? I understand it's not McCaffrey.
Yeah.
But they saw what James Cook did on the opening drive, second half. They saw all of what McCaffrey did throughout the game. It'd be irresponsible not to at least attempt to recreate that offensively if you're the Dolphins, especially with a quarterback who cannot see over his own offensive line, which is still, I can't believe he said that in public. They're going to run at you, whether it's Bertrand, and I heard some comments earlier on the morning shift, Dave Archer joined, and whether it's Bertrand and D'Angelo Malone and maybe a safety you bring down into the box, whatever the plan is, are you better at stopping the run on Sunday than you were against the 49ers? I think from the defensive aspect, it's going to start there. Because if you can do that, if you can limit the run, if you can force that team to throw, if you can take advantage of what's been your strength, maybe not even sacks, but pressuring the quarterback, adjusting, and then on the defensive side, A.J. Terrell on Jalen Waddle, I would imagine. I know he doesn't travel a ton, but that's going to be a good matchup, something I think you look forward to. Stop the run first. I think the rest of the defense sets up well if you can do that.
No, I agree. I think it would be wrong to underestimate what Achan can do. I mean, he's averaging 5.5 yards a carry. He's got 32 catches on the year. Like, he's a really explosive weapon offensively. And as much as Mike McDaniels is going to get fired, like, this is the end for him in Miami, the reason that he's there in the first place, and there's been moments of it in his tenure in Miami, is he's a really creative offensive play caller. Like, that's the reason he's there. And he's been really creative in the run game throughout his history on offensive staffs too. So you're right. He saw what Shanahan did on Sunday night. He's going to try to do a lot of the same stuff. And it's a tough week. I mean, last week was too, to have Divine Diablo get hurt. It's a tough week to be without that linebacker against what they're going to try to do offensively in Miami. Now, if you can limit that, and if you can make them have to throw, that's exactly what you want. Tua's been a turnover machine. He threw three interceptions last week. He will give you the football. And that's why, and I think we're safe on this one based on some of the video that we're seeing coming out of Flowery Branch.
Right.
Penix looks good. Mm-hmm. Looks like he'll be out there on Sunday, and there's no worries about that. But my key was, don't be the team that uses a backup on Sunday. Don't be the team that puts your second quarterback in there. And that would be injury specific for the Falcons, and it looks like Penix is okay.
Unless.
Make them put their other guy in there. They've done it.
Which we don't know who it is, by the way, still.
Well, let's find out. Let's find out if it's Quinn Ewers or if it's Zach Wilson, who's QB2 in Miami, because you can do that to them. Like, again, they did it last week against the Browns. You can punish them to the point where they take two out of the football game and put their backup in there. Don't be the team that uses a backup quarterback on Sunday.
Yeah, and that kind of ties into my next key, which is take them out of the game. Bury them early. Yeah. Get up in the first quarter. Don't let them believe they can win this game. And you've been hitting this all week, Bunk, and I agree with you. This is a team that's looking for a reason to give up in the moment. And I think if you can give them some, keep the crowd involved, get loud, have the energy, and just make it feel like they can't compete by the late first or middle of the second quarter, and bury the game. Don't let a team hang around. Anything can happen. And we've talked with how many guys, we look at so many games that are decided by one moment, one play. I mean, look, we all frustrated by the 4th-and-1 call. If you convert that, who knows what even happens a week ago. Things get decided by a moment, an individual play here and there in games. Don't let them hang around for that moment. Bury them when you can.
Yeah, I agree. That if I was going to list an X factor, because you asked on the sheet, is there one? It's not really a tangible one, but it's a fast start. Like, if you get off to a fast start and you know if they win the toss, they're going to take the ball and they're going to try to go down and score, and hopefully they can. If the Falcons get off to a fast start in this football game, they can put Miami away. If you allow Miami to hang around, again, I know this is the old cliche, they get paid too, but they do. I mean, it's a group of proud professional football players. They're not trying to get beat every single Sunday. Now, there's some issues going on with that football team, to be sure. And they've shown a propensity to, if it gets bad, to kind of let it continue to get bad. But that works the other way, too. Like, if they're competitive and it's a close game through the third quarter, their juices are going to be flowing, and they're going to try to win this game. Like they're not trying to have their season end at this point. They're not trying to get their coach fired. I think you can do that to them, but the flip side of that is the other. Like you said, if you give them hope, this kind of could end up being a long Sunday.
You know, I went and saw The Smashing Machine a couple of weeks ago.
That's with The Rock.
The
right?
Rock. It's about MMA fighter Mark Kerr, and you know, a documentary by a similar title. And kind of one of the interesting quotes from him was about taking his opponent's will in a fight, and some of the fights where he struggled were where he realized he couldn't bury the opponent, right? Couldn't take their will. I kind of thought of that when I was thinking about this. It's like Falcons need to take the will to continue, the will to keep fighting away from the Dolphins. And I think it all wraps up into this same thing.
Here's my final one, and it's something we've talked about for a few weeks now, and has been brought up this week. But here it is in actual numbers. This is from Josh Kendall's Athletic article. Falcons are 7th in the NFL in yards per game this year, which is good. And obviously, even before Sunday night against San Francisco, they were top 3. 7th in the NFL in yards per game. 28th in the NFL in points per game. So that means they're scoring 1 point for every 19.9 yards of offense. That's the biggest discrepancy in the league and the 6th biggest any team has had since 2019. So for every point, they're averaging 20 yards. That's insane.
Yeah.
You have to start turning those yards into points more consistently. When you're getting in the red zone, they've got to be sixes and not threes. If drives have to end in threes too, though, you know what I mean? Like, it would be okay for drives. Don't be turning it over on downs and getting nothing, or turning the ball over and getting nothing. Like, worst case scenario, end it with a field goal. Best case scenario, get into the end zone. Here's one more thing on that from Josh's article. That's the 6th biggest discrepancy, right, in the last decade. The 5 teams worse than that: the 2024 Browns, the 2023 Giants, Panthers and Patriots, and the 2021 Jaguars. The average finishing record of those teams was 4-13.
Yeah.
So teams that cannot turn yardage into points suck. So stop doing that, because I don't think the Falcons do.
Look, I know you're a big stat head and really thrive on the numbers, so I appreciate you bringing that to us.
Thank you.
I had the same thing.
I just thought that was really
interesting. No, it's just, I had the same thing written down, just in more simple terms, like red zone scoring. And you're right about field goals in general, but yeah, when you get in the red zone, it has got to be a touchdown. That is how you keep teams, right? It goes back to that other point about leaving the Dolphins in this game.
Yes.
Putting on a drive and then either failing to convert or missing a field goal, or even sometimes settling for a field goal when you're at the approach of making this a two-possession game.
Right.
Or whatever the numbers score at that time adds up, keeps teams alive. You've got to finish the drill, especially when you get into the red zone. Especially now, Bunk, because over the last couple of weeks, it's been building as a storyline, as a talking point. Why can't they score in the red zone? Even with a win, go back to Minnesota, right? 5 field goals. Even with a win, you come out of this, and it's not that impressive because it's field goals and not touchdowns, and we're going to continue talking about what needs to change in the offense to be able to score in the red zone.
Yeah, I'd like to see them get back to balance, too. Like, Bijan get about 20 carries, Tyler get about 10, Penix throw the ball about 30 times, and just get back into a balanced operation. I mean, when they've been at their worst this year, it's when they get away from the run. They're 3-0 in games where they run the ball more than 30 times. I know that's an oversimplification because it has a lot to do with what else is going on in the game, but it's also what they say their identity is. Their identity is to run the football, hand the ball to Bijan, and let him be the best player in the world. Hand the ball to the best player in the world then. You know what I mean? 4th and 1 or 1st and 10, whatever it is, get him the football. I also really like to see Penix have a good game. We need the narrative swinging back in the other direction here.
Yeah, and it's the perfect team to do that against. Hey, Saturday, noon to 2, join Ali Mack at Ed Voyle's Kia of Chamblee as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. Plus, another winner is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Saturday, noon to 2, Ed Voyle's Kia of Chamblee with Ali Mack at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, you know what to do. It's time for the AMA. It's a Funk Friday. Load the phone lines up. We got 6 phone lines. So we can start with 6 callers. We can take more than that as we get through people. 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything here to close things out on a Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. A couple phone lines available, only two, but a couple still. 404-726-0929 if you want to get on hold. We got the answer, such an obvious answer, to why the three-legged race had to have four people in it, because it's a race. So there have to be two teams. Did you guys say that? Okay. There'd have to be two teams. Yeah. So it'd be four people.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
I do not feel smarter than a fifth grader. I couldn't quite put that together last night.
What do you mean four?
But I knew that had to be the answer because Trivial Pursuit's not wrong too often.
Two teams of two to race against one another. So four people. I just thought maybe it was like a time thing, you know?
I just thought it was – I was going to answer the same way you did.
Yeah, three.
And you rang in first. Oh. Appreciate that.
Yep.
And then I guess I didn't ring in at all.
Yeah, which to me calls into question who actually won Sports Jeopardy. And I think we all agree on that. Let's start with Tabobby, who's in Brookhaven. Hey, Tabobby.
Been awesome hearing you all week, Abe. Good job filling in.
Thanks,
man. My question for you guys is, earlier today, I was running some errands, so I was walking around Costco, had both AirPods in, and I was jamming. I was just, you know, jamming out my AirPods. And caught myself, I wasn't singing aloud necessarily, maybe like a slight, you know, quietly. Obviously wasn't like shouting around Costco, but you know, I may have been quietly singing to myself. And I just wanted to know, when y'all are out in public, if you got your earbuds in and, or if you're running, do you sing out loud? Or is that like a no-go for y'all?
All the time.
Thank you, Bobby. Yes.
All the time.
I catch myself doing that all the time. I had it happen this morning where I'm pretty sure... Because where I park my car in our driveway is right up next to the fence where my neighbor's driveway is, and they have like a little area where they take their dog out to go to the bathroom. And I was getting in my car listening to the song Feeling Myself by Mac Dre. That's where I was at this morning. And I was singing along to it. And pretty sure she heard me say some, you know.
Uneditable.
Some unedited stuff.
Yeah.
And so I just got the car. I was like, oh, all right. Well, who knows? Maybe she had some ear pods in too. I'm not sure. But yeah, that happened this morning. It's mildly embarrassing.
Yeah, sometimes I get in a vibe, in a mood while walking chipper. And instead of listening to a podcast, I'll pop on some music. And then, yeah, you just Abe walking chipper in the park, humming or singing like ABBA.
One thing that also happens is, because a lot of times when I'm walking Boone in the mornings, I'm listening to like a football podcast or something like that, like something sports related. Mm-hmm. And they'll say something that sends me down the path of a topic that we might do on the show. And so I'll pause it and I'll start doing a segment. And I'm like, well, what I think is, and I'm like talking.
You'll never want to.
And then someone's coming the other
day. Text me that idea so I could write it up.
Oh, I just, use it. I want you to think that I thought of it in the moment.
You don't ever want to let me build it out and plan it when I'm desperate for filler?
Does it seem like we need filler?
I need filler because I'm desperate to have a rundown filled.
I see. Just write Andy and Randy figure it out, and that'll be fun.
I've seen shows that do that. It doesn't go great.
Yeah, but again,
doesn't go great.
I think we're doing
you guys
right.
Do it a little better than that.
I think we're all kind of comfortable with each other here at this point, right? We're doing okay. Brandon's in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon.
What's going on, boys? Appreciate the time. Got a juicy one here, in my opinion.
All right, good.
All right,
let's
so do it. So you got to trade one to the Saints. You got to give one a career-ending injury, and then you got to make one a franchise player. The three people are Drake London, A.J. Terrell, and Chris Lindstrom. So I'll let you guys debate on that. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, so Brandon, I'm gonna amend one part of it. It's not going to be career-ending, but somebody's going to do like a Napoleon Kaufman retires in his prime to pursue a different
Okay, what
path
was it? It was
like
trade
that.
To the Saints, trade injury,
one to the Saints,
and then what
no,
was
not injury. Trade one to the
retires,
Saints.
Retires.
One just calls
unexpectedly.
It, yeah, calls it quits. And then
what was the third
franchise
option?
Player.
Okay. Where are you going? Who you trade into the Saints?
I don't know. Chris Lindstrom, I guess. I don't know.
Who retires unexpectedly?
A.J. Terrell.
Okay.
And then my franchise player is Drake London.
All right, so my franchise player was also Drake London. I think I'm trading AJ to the Saints, and Lindstrom decides to step away.
Okay.
We flipped those two, but I'm the same page with you on Drake.
Yeah, Drake's my franchise guy. Mm-hmm. I don't want any of those guys to go anywhere, but that's what the question was. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? I got two questions for y'all today.
All right.
So a little while ago, I'm riding a car, and I'm listening to Don't Laugh at Me. But you know that song, Fergie, Glamorous?
Uh-huh.
And it kind of brought back some, like, old, you know, some nostalgia. So what is a song that plays that brings back a lot of nostalgia for y'all that puts y'all in a good mood? And number two, I'm going to preface this by saying I hate losing. I know how to show somebody that beat me grace, but I do not like losing.
Yeah.
So one of my most famous, my best saying in any competition is second place is just first place loser. Shout out to Dale Earnhardt for that one. So my question is, what's more valuable for kids, learning to win or learning to lose gracefully?
It's a great question. I think it's learning to lose gracefully, not just lose gracefully, but to lose and learn from it, right? Because you're going to fail in life. Like, there's going to be stuff that doesn't go your way, and you have to figure out a way to make that a positive. I think the quicker you can learn how to do that, the better. Because the only thing you can really control in life is how you respond to what happens, right? So learning how to deal with adversity, I think, is a huge thing. Now, I don't want any like bad winners either. I don't want gloating going on around here. I don't want any of that.
There's some mean kids out there, man, you know, that you can tell have not been taught right at home.
God, yes.
Yeah, I
just hope to God nobody ever says
kids,
that about
man.
My kids.
It's a tough one because there's obviously positives to both sides. The empathy aspect of being able to win with grace, though, and understand what the mindset of the other is and feel for them, I think goes a long way as well. So, I don't know. I was going to go with, like, learning to win gracefully and not, as you said, Bo, gloat, shove it in someone's face, stuff like that. Learning to respect the other person's feelings in that moment, goes a long way as well.
Yeah, they're both so important.
Yeah.
Gotta walk that. It's a fine line. Song, I don't know, the first thing that came to mind, I don't know why, but the whole first Tenacious D album, the whole first album, anytime I hear anything off that, I'm immediately a senior in high school again, in my car with my best friends, riding around, laughing to how hilarious it was, and just that takes me back to a really, really good moment in my life. So that's that, and there's so many. There's so many different songs and things like that that transport you like that, but that whole album is such a very specific moment in my life that I'll go with that one.
Anything from Dem Franchise Boys? It takes me back to like...
There you go. That's way better
like
than mine.
Junior, senior year of high school into like freshman, sophomore year
That's
of college.
Great.
So them.
What a time.
And
I can't imagine.
Crazy songs.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, some great stuff.
Sure they did. All right, Andy's in Kennesaw. Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Pretty good.
Got a quick one from the outside looking in. I know we're in Atlanta, but I am just curious. I'm a big Baltimore Ravens fan, okay?
All right.
I've had it with Harbaugh. I just have.
Wow.
I think it's time to move on. It reminds me of Mark Richt, actually, with Georgia. Thoughts on that? Just quick insights. I'm very curious from... You know, the outside looking into that. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, Andy, I appreciate the call. Not the first Baltimore fan I've heard say stuff like that about him over the last couple of years. And again, from an outsider's perspective, seems great. Like, all they do is win, and I realize they've come up short the last handful of years with Lamar and haven't won a Super Bowl, but he does have a Super Bowl. He's blown more fourth quarter leads than any coach in the NFL in the last 50 years, or more double digit second half leads or something like that. So, you know, being close to it, you see it. I'll say this, they move on from him. He'll have a job faster than anybody else in that cycle.
Last year felt like the one that slipped through their hands, figuratively and for Mark Andrews, literally. Yeah. I mean, it was right there.
Yeah.
And like you look at the previous years and going against the Chiefs and some of the other teams that represented the AFC, could kind of write it off. Last year, everything was set up for him,
yeah.
And that was the one that felt tougher to take. But, yeah, like, I don't know. You got a quarterback that you're paying in MVP form. If he can just stay healthy, feels like you could put what you need to around him. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I would just be careful, man. The grass is not always greener.
That's always the argument.
Yeah. All right, Sam's in Atlanta. Hey, Sam.
Hey, what's going on? How are you, Andy?
Good, Sam. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. So it came out several years ago. There was this video that went viral on social media. This is about, I think, Pee-wee football-aged kid. That's like, I think, upset, like yelling after a game. Is like, players, this is not on you. This is not on you. It's the coaches. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
That is how I feel about the Atlanta Falcons. And let me explain. The talent is there. I think we all know that. But I don't trust this head coach, and I don't trust this offensive coordinator. And if we had another head coach, I would say, okay, Miami, that's an easy win. But after what happened last year in New Orleans, the way the end of that Commanders game was coached and the way you didn't get off the bus for Carolina the last two ones, I just don't know. And I'll say this. If we lose on Sunday, seats better be red hot in Flowery Branch. I don't know how hot they are now, but if we lose, they better be red hot. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right, Sam. Not a question, but a strong statement.
Well, I'll ask a question off of that.
Okay.
If they do lose, do you think seats are hot?
Yeah.
And specifically whose?
All of them. Every seat.
I think it probably depends how it
now,
looks.
Nobody's getting fired midseason. Unless
nobody?
Well, somebody already did, I guess. Because Hilliard already got fired. But I don't think any of the major players are getting fired. What are you talking about?
I think one could be changed.
Offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe.
Depending how it looks.
Maybe. But there's no one else who's done it.
Oh, I'm not saying
it's
I
not
would.
Like, I'm just saying
it's
like
on the table.
In some cases, you do that because the head coach takes over. Raheem's never called plays.
TJ Yates called a play in the preseason. They let him. You think it was by accident?
Fair enough. But at, barring like, you know, like they'd have to be where they 3-3 right now. They'd have to go. They'd have to be like
3-5. Someone's getting canned if you're. What are you 3-3 right now?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. If you lose this one and the next one, there'll be a change, depending on how it looks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I have a hard time seeing anything happening in season. Now again, they lose to the Dolphins on Sunday. Seats are very hot.
Yeah.
Very hot. But there's still so much football left to be played that you could win your way out of it. Like, as long as there's an opportunity to win your way out of it, then I think that that's how they're going to approach it. But, yeah, man, look, I mean, this is, they already lost one of the most unacceptable games you could lose in a season to Carolina 30-0. If less than a month later they did that to the Dolphins, then, yeah, of course. But I don't see it happening in season. And here's the other thing. They could just show up on Sunday and play good, and then all this stuff goes out the window. You know what I mean?
That's the hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the hope, is that we're not we're having all these discussions as a what if. Ideally on Monday, we erase all of them.
I expect them to. Like, I would be shocked if the Falcons lose to the Dolphins on Sunday. That's where I'm at with it. Now, it could happen. Like, they've done stuff like that before. But I would be surprised.
I don't know if I'd be shocked.
I would be, oh God.
This is Atlanta sports, man.
I know.
Like, would we really be that shocked?
I don't know. No.
At a team that's coming in ready to fire them?
I said shocked, and I was like, did I mean shocked?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised.
Mildly surprised, sure. Unexpected, I get, but at the same time.
Just beat them. I have nothing else to say on the subject.
Like,
until 9 a.m. on Sunday. Show's over. Just beat them. We don't have to do it anymore, Abe.
I don't. You and Randy will.
Yeah. Well, on Monday we will. Let's get the takeaways of the day. Was that a ghost? Did we get haunted there? Just beat them. Nobody wants to do that show. Just beat them. I learned today that Abe collects stamps.
One out of three clunker rate is not good.
No.
And there's still something playing in the background. Andy Bunker, stat head, Andy the caller, got a quickie from the outside.
Randy loves the rear.
Well, who doesn't? All right, man, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you at 9 a.m. Sunday morning on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. May all your teams win the games that they play this weekend and have a good one. What are you doing? Okay, all right. Talk to you Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.